Hi, my beautiful queens and kings. It is your one and only Queen Dish here. I hope you all are having a, or had a wonderful, fun Memorial Day weekend, holiday weekend. You know, to all those that served, we definitely salute you and thank you for your service. So I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday, and those of you who took off more vacation or took off more days to extend the holiday weekend, have fun. Have fun and enjoy. Enjoy yourself, right? And lucky you. Lucky you. But today is Monday, May 29th. 2023 here in the US. And I just wanted to give you all some encouragement for the rest of the week. Yeah, you know, I know when things come up for me, I always think of the fact that there's another woman out in the world, right? Over 7 billion people on this planet, right? There's another woman in the world that is probably going through what I'm going through, or she is getting ready to go through something I've already been through. Yeah, or she's going through it now. And so usually if I have something, maybe a question, or if there's something on my heart, or, you know, I just get a direct divine download, as I call it, you know, then I usually know that I need to say something. I need to release that. I need to share that. And so what came up for me was just to give you all encouragement. Yeah, because that's something we all need. I don't think you can ever get tired of encouragement per se, you know, positivity. I mean, with all of the negativity in the world, I mean, my goodness, any slither of light, you know, or a silver lining, you know, could really be the difference or make the difference for someone. 'Cause we're all going through something, right? It does not matter who you are and how successful you are. At the end of the day, we are all human beings. And we all go through ups and downs, you know, life happens to everyone. Successful people, billionaires, millionaires, celebrities, like no one is immune to life. And so everyone is going through something in some way, right? Everyone has, it's just sort of an up and down ebb and flow of life. Like no one's ever fully at 100, and you know, at the same time, no one's always on the bottom. It's just life. It's just sort of an ebb and flow, in my opinion. So yeah, everyone has their struggles. Some people don't voice it at all, you know, they hide behind a facade, they put on a face, they wear a mask, you would never know. You know, some people are open and honest and transparent, and you do know. But, you know, everyone to some degree, you know, is going through something or has something to work through or to go through. Like, it's life, right? It's life. And no one is immune to life, okay? You know, so I think I mentioned it on the previous podcast, is that, you know, it's not always rainbows, but it certainly isn't always like peaks and valleys and horror, you know, just negative, right? It's not always bad and it's not always good. It's just sort of an ebb and flow, right? It's life, right? Because there's a lot of lessons that we have to learn. There's things that we have to or should I say things that have to come into our awareness to heal, right? Things surface. You know, there's just things we have to grow through and go through to become better or to become more aware. You know, so we make better choices. So we break patterns, we break habits. You know, we stop sounding like a broken record, right? So it's just life. And so I just wanted to come on and give you all a little bit of encouragement, you know, and of course, what I give you, I give myself, because of course, I listen to my own podcast too, right? I'm a fan of myself. So I go back and I listen to it as well, you know, and no different than being led to a book or a YouTube video or an event, you know, what we get what we need when we need it. And so no different than being led to something else. Shoot, I'm led to my own podcast sometimes, right? So we get what we need when we need it. And so trust, if you ask, you will get the answer. And you have to be open to receiving the answer, right? No matter what it is, and also open to how that answer can come to you, right? So being open and receptive in how things can manifest for you and in your life, because that's, you know, something, I think that's something I struggled with, and maybe struggle is not the appropriate word, but it's certainly something that even when when I worked with Dr. Joe Vitale, so the way in which I was able to work with him, I think it was that back when that was, I think we had to ask a question, and I just know that my question, you know, it centered around the whole detachment process. You know, when you hear, if we're talking law of attraction, but, you know, we're talking about, you know, the process, even in the good book, you know, ask, it'll be given, you know, knock and the door will open, all that. But basically, you know, we're supposed to ask and, of course, expect it to show up and all that, but you're supposed to be detached from the outcome. And for me, I know I had trouble like understanding that, because I'm like, if you said we're supposed to visualize and, you know, focus on it and the feelings and all that stuff of it, and detach, well, then is it that contradictory, you know? So like, yeah, that whole releasing and letting it go was like, for me, it just, I didn't get it. I didn't get it. You know, of course I've grown consciously and evolved tremendously and spiritually, you know, and now I would definitely say I guess more in tune with that. I do get it, of course. Yeah, I get it. But back then, yeah, that whole detachment. And I know I'm not the only one. I know there's some of you that probably either don't still get it, or you didn't get it like I did, you know, felt just the kind of, felt the same way that I did. And so know that you're not alone. You are definitely not alone. This is a journey. It's life. You know, this is like a life class for all of us, definitely a life class on this beautiful earth with our souls in these bodies. Definitely a journey, growth and evolution and just healing, you know. And so, like I said, what I give to you, I give to myself. And I really just want to make sure that as I'm intentional about my next level, that I hope you all are ready and intentional about your next level, you know, and really willing to go all in on yourself. That's my hope, that you all love yourselves enough, ladies, and gentlemen, but ladies, I really hope you queens go all in on yourselves, because you deserve to. After everything, I mean, all the stuff that we go through as women, it is definitely a time for you all, for us to fully go in on like ourselves, for sure. And so with that being said, let's get into the encouragement. To all of our angels, spirit guides, master teachers, our higher powers, the powers that be, the divine, the universe, God. There are a lot of different names, but it's a representation of that which is greater than ourselves. And so to this great source that protects us and watches over us and guides us internally, our internal compass, to the mighty power, these mighty powers, the divine, I ask you to open up the hearts of those listening to the sound of my voice. I ask that you guide them, that you watch over them, that you help them get to their next level. Those listening to the sound of my voice, they deserve the best. They are worthy of the best that life has to offer. And somewhere along their journey, whether childhood or in between or in adulthood, there may have been a conditioning, a programming, something that made them feel like they are not worthy and they are not deserving. And that is far from the truth. God Almighty, the divine, the universe, the higher powers that be, you know that that is an absolute lie. Everyone is here for a reason. They have purpose. There is something greater that they are to do. And I ask that you open them up so they are able to get on the path, if they are not already on that path, that they get on the path to becoming the highest expression of themselves, so they can use all of the gifts, talents, and abilities that you have given them. The souls that are in these bodies, that are here on earth right now, are here for a reason. And anyone that thinks that they don't matter, I ask that you fill their hearts with love, that you fill their life with love, that you guide them to the right people and align them to the right people that will allow them to feel loved, to feel connected, to feel supported, and to feel lifted up so they know that they matter. because they do. We matter. We matter. We must take up space, ladies. We matter. And so anyone listening to the sound of my voice that may feel alone or feel down on their luck, that, you know, it's just maybe a raining season, a dark cloud, it's just not the brightest for them right now. I pray that you lead them and guide them to environments that uplift them, environments that have the type of people that would uplift them and nourish and encourage them, because they deserve that. No matter what happened in their childhood, no matter what happened in the middle part of their life, no matter what happened or has happened in their adult life, they are still worthy of love. They still deserve love. They are worthy and deserving of feeling good, feeling great, and to feel inspired, and to feel empowered, to get out there and be their best self. It takes work, and it takes courage, and it takes bravery to really show up for yourself, especially in today's day, with all of the chaos and craziness going on in this world. But they must listen to that inner voice that is trying to guide them to where they should be, guide them to what is authentically them, what is for them, that is authentic to them. A lot of people are doing what they think they should do as opposed to what's actually right and aligned for them. And so I pray to the divine, to all of the higher powers that be, that you fill their hearts, God, that you fill their mind with the right information. You fill their hearts with the right feeling so that they feel encouraged and inspired to get out there and be all that they can be, that they have a renewing of the mind so that they are open to different perspectives, that they are open to see things differently. There may be some situations that they are in, that we're in, and the way that we are looking at the situation is causing us not to see a way out. It's causing us to maybe be stuck. It may be that we need to see it with fresh eyes. We need to see it differently, God. And so I just pray that you open us up. Open us up to a totally different way of being that will allow us to step into our next level and step into or closer to who you destined us to be, what you always saw for us, God. There's so much more. The best is yet to come. We are here on this earth for a reason. There are people that need us, that need what we have. It is time for my beautiful queens, your divine daughters, God, your divine sons. It is time for them to bet on themselves. It is time for us, ladies, to go all in on ourselves, to fully shine our light bright, and to get rid of anyone or anything that is no longer in alignment with who we are and who we are becoming. It is the path of transformation. As you transform and as you heal and as you grow, you are naturally going to outgrow certain places, certain environments, certain things, certain people. And there's nothing wrong with that. You are not wrong. They are not wrong. It just means that your part in each other's story is over. There should be no hard feelings. You grow and you outgrow. You grow and you evolve. You should be growing and evolving. That's what life is about. So if there's anyone, God, in our lives that does not deserve to be there, because, God, you can hear the conversations that people are having behind our backs. You can hear what's being said about us when we're not in the rooms. You can hear those conversations, God. And so if there's anyone in our lives that does not mean us well, if there's anyone in our lives that does not have our best interests at heart, if there's anyone in our lives, God, that is a subconscious or undercover hater, a secret hater, God, I just pray that you remove them from our lives, God. We release those people in love. We release them with love. It's nothing personal. But for us to go in, all in on ourselves, is going to require a self-love and a discipline and a focus like never before, God. And we just cannot afford to have people around or in our circle or in our energy field that don't mean us well, God. We deserve better than that. And even if it's only one side, you know, maybe if you think two people in a situation or in a friendship or in a relationship, if one person is growing one way and the other person is not, it's still lopsided. It's still lopsided. And so it's nothing personal, God. The person that's growing is not obligated to stop their pace. The person moving forward or that wants change is not obligated to stop what they're doing and to stop their progress to rescue anyone, God. I am one of your divine daughters, and it's taken me some time to even understand that. To come to the awareness of that, God. But I'm there. And so it's a part of what I'm supposed to do in letting other women know that you are not obligated to stop your progress. You are not obligated to save or rescue anyone. You are not obligated to do that. You are not obligated, ladies, to light yourself on fire to keep others warm. In other words, you are supposed to put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you pass it, just like they say on the airplanes. You put the oxygen mask on yourself first. That is how we have to live our lives, ladies. We've been conditioned to put everyone before ourselves, and then we're on the back burner. Our needs and our wants are placed on the back burner. And once, if you think it's been compounded year after year after year, it has now become a lifestyle. It is now ingrained. It's become a habit. It's become a lifestyle of you placing your needs on the back burner and making yourself less and everyone else before you, making their needs more important. I am just a messenger, but I know that there's a woman and possibly a man, but I know that there's a woman that always needs, even if it's just one, I know she needs to hear my voice and the message. You are not obligated to save or rescue anyone. and betray yourself and abandon yourself and place yourself on the back burner. And so, God, I pray that you give your divine daughters the courage to stand up for themselves. God, I pray that you give your daughters, my queens around the world, no matter what they look like, size, shape, color of their skin, none of that matters. My queens around the world, I pray, God, that you give them the courage to stand up for themselves, to advocate for themselves, so they stop putting themselves last and they begin to put themselves first. They are to place the oxygen mask on themselves first. And this is how they should be living their lives going forward, God. It's a process. Transformation is a process. Healing is a process. Growth is a process. Nothing happens overnight. And for years and years and years, women have been made to believe that they are the caretakers and nurturers. And I'm not saying I disagree with that, but they cannot do everything, God, and you know that. They cannot carry the load and do everything for everyone and then betray themselves and still be expected to show up as if their tank is full. Their tank could never be full if they're last on the list. And so, God, I pray that you give my ladies, my queens, you give them the courage to stand up for themselves, to advocate for themselves, and that you give them the tools and the resources to begin to reflect, do the inner work, to do the self-reflection, so they can learn and come to the awareness of how they've been betraying themselves and how they've been abandoning themselves and how they have been putting themselves on the back burner all these years, and how now it's time to reclaim their power, God. It's time to take their power back. It's time for them to begin to love themselves again, to advocate for themselves, and to have the courage to do that in a world that wants the opposite. And so I pray that every woman listening to the sound of my voice, that she loves herself enough to walk away from anyone or anything that no longer serves her, God. I pray that if there's anyone that is in her life, any so-called friends, any so-called family members, people that are in her circle that do not mean her well, God, because you hear the conversations, you know people's thoughts, you know people's intentions deep down, God. And I have learned in my journey that some people are very, very smart, but they're very calculating. And some people know the right things to say to people. And so, God, I pray that anyone in our circles who do not mean us well, who are toxic, who are not good for our nervous system, who are not good for our souls, anyone who may even have a sense of entitlement, anyone who just thinks they are maybe entitled to maybe things that we have, just sort of by default, when those people, you know, haven't really been a part of our lives, you know, God, I just pray for the safety and security for my queens, for myself, and for my ladies around the world. I pray for our safety and security, and I pray for our hearts to be protected, for our entire being to be protected from these people, from the users, the abusers, the manipulators, the conniving people, the deceitful people. God, they do not belong in our lives anymore. Person, place, or thing, they do not deserve access to us anymore, God. It is what it is, right? Your divine daughters are royalty. They are divine royalty. We are divine royalty, and we deserve the best, God. And for us to go to our next levels and become all that you destined us to be, it's imperative that we are around the right people, God, that we align to the right people, and that we believe we're worthy of being around those people, that we really truly know and understand and believe that we deserve great people in our lives, God. A lot of us have childhood trauma, things that have happened in our lives, and oftentimes it's unhealed. It hasn't been processed yet. And so a lot of people have repressed feelings and they haven't addressed them, you know, but at some point it's going to surface, you know, and everything that we're not healing, it's manifesting in some kind of way. It is still manifesting in our lives in some kind of way. And if we don't have the courage to deal with it, God, it will never get healed. And the cycle will continue. And that is not what I want for my queens, because they deserve better, God. And so I pray that you help them to come to the awareness, to come to the understanding of what they need to do in order to heal their lives, God, because everyone has a different journey and everyone learns differently and everyone, you know, processes things differently, God. And so I pray that you open them up, open up their hearts and open up their minds, open up their ears, open us up, God, to seeing things in the way that you see them, and in a way that would allow us to make a different decision, that would allow us to see things in the way that we honestly need to see them. You know, no rose-colored glasses, nothing. Like that we see a situation for what it is, that we're able to see the reality, and then we can make a better decision going forward, right? We've got to advocate for ourselves, ladies. We have to stand up for ourselves. We don't have to just accept anything, right? That's not what God has for us. The greater, you know, powers that be, our higher powers, whatever you call that. We don't just have to accept breadcrumbs. We deserve the best. We are divine royalty. And so, God, I just pray that you really open up our minds and our hearts to heal and to grow and to evolve, you know, for us to forgive those that we need to forgive, you know, and release that energy, God, so we can just move on and do better. You know, do better and advocate for ourselves, you know, set healthy boundaries, you know, and really, really pour into ourselves and love ourselves in the way that we always should have. It's never too late. It's never too late for them, for us to be who you created us to be, God. It's never too late to use your voice or to have a voice. You know, it's never too late to come to the awareness of realizing that you may have been placing yourself on a back burner and making a decision, you know, when you wake up, that today is a new day. and I'm not going to accept X, Y, and Z anymore, right? Or you have an epiphany. It's never too late. You are still here on earth. And so that means you still have breath. You still have purpose. You still have the ability to take up space in the way that you should. There's a lot of people that are afraid, God, and I just pray that you help them to release that spirit of fear, God. And, you know, if they are in the right environments, if we're in the right environments and around the right people, that can certainly help in sort of mitigating the fear a little bit, you know, releasing the fear, or at least conquering the fear, or feeling the fear and doing it anyway. Because we're all scared. We all have doubts. Even successful people. No one's perfect. Everyone has fears and doubts. Some people just choose to still move in spite of the fear. They still choose to take a leap of faith. They still choose to show up for themselves. They still choose to show up every day and do something they don't want to do. Or, you know, if you think, for example, going to the gym, they may not feel like it, but they still, they make a decision to do it. You know, like, going back to school as an adult in their 30s or 40s or 50s, it's never too late. And so, God, I pray that you help us to release the spirit of fear and sort of quell our doubts, God, because we all have those. You know, we all have those, but you want us to move in spite of that, God. You want us to move in spite of that and continue on the path that is right for us. And so I pray that you help us to do that, God. Help them to do that. Help them to move in spite of fear and doubt and what other people would think about them, God. I pray that you give us the courage and the confidence and the competence to do what we need to do what's right and aligned for us, so we can be who you created us to be, God, and do and fulfill the purpose that we are here on this earth, what we're supposed to do, God, because it's not too late. It's not too late. Help them to understand, God. Help us to understand. It is not too late. Sometimes you need to start over. Sometimes you need to start afresh, God. Sometimes you have to fail forward. There's nothing wrong with trying something and then it doesn't work out. That doesn't mean that they're a failure. It doesn't mean that you're a failure. There's so much strength and courage in the fact that you even tried. So if you try something, ladies, and it doesn't work out, then at least you know that it's not that. And so that means you can move on to the next thing, to try that. I mean, you have to fail forward. You're going to have to try different things and new things until you land upon what is right for you. It is not some easy fly-by-night process. It's a process. It's a process. Growth and transformation is a process. No one is an overnight success. So give yourself grace. But don't let that be the reason why you don't take a leap of faith. Why you don't try something new. Why you don't try something different. You have what it takes. We have what it takes. And it's your time to shine. It's our time to shine. The world needs us. The world needs women. The world needs us. Each and every one of you listening to the sound of my voice. The world needs us. The world needs you. Whatever it is that you have that only you can do, only you can provide, only you can share in the way that you do. Because that's your thing. It's for you to do, not me. It's for you to do. only you can do it. So I pray that you are empowered to take a chance on yourself, to bet on yourself, to really go all in on yourself and do things differently. You cannot do the same thing and expect to get a different result. And the process is not easy, but I don't want you to think it's so hard to where you should never start. It's just, it's life, and it's growth, and it's transformation. It's a process, but there are things we all have to learn, lessons we have to go through. I mean, we have a lot of conditioning, ladies, negative, poor conditioning in this patriarchal society that we live in. We have a lot of poor and negative conditioning that we have to overcome, and we have to unlearn a lot of things. We have to deprogram ourselves. We have to unlearn a lot of the things that we were taught. And that does not happen overnight. So be honest with yourself. Give yourself grace. But you've got to put one foot in front of the other. I mean, you all that have been following me, you know my story, you know, as far as grief and loss and how that has like traumatically changed or dramatically changed my whole life perspective, everything. My life just flipped upside down, right? One foot in front of the other. That's all I can do. And that's all you can do. I have been told to give myself grace. I am telling you to give yourself grace. Years upon years upon years, compounded over time, negative conditioning, programming, placing yourself on the back burner, dishonoring yourself, abandoning yourself, betraying yourself, not speaking up for yourself. You don't change that overnight, but you can start little by little, day by day, one foot in front of the other, in making a conscious decision to show up differently, to be better for yourself. Because you owe that to yourself. Because you're worthy of it. Because you deserve it. Because that's what God would have for you. The powers that be, the divine, the universe, whatever you call that. That's what God would have for you. Nothing less than the best, ladies. Nothing less than the best. And so I pray that you all are encouraged to get out there, live your best life, do your thing, do what is right and aligned for you. Stop looking on social media, comparing your life. You do what is right and aligned for you. You do not know what's going on behind closed doors. And comparison is the thief of joy. You do what is right and aligned for you. And I pray, God, that you help us on the path, God, that you guide us to where we need to go next or what we need to do next, whatever is next for us. Everyone is in a different place consciously, you know, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. Everyone's in a different place, even mentally, you know, mindset wise. And so, God, I pray that you speak to everyone on their level based on where they're at, God. That you speak to them, speak to their hearts, that you, God, I pray that you tell them what they need to do, that you give them instruction, that you divinely guide them to what is the next best thing for them to do in a way that they recognize it, God. So all of the people that they should be around, the right environments, you know, if they need to move, if they need to relocate, like if they need, you know, a new job, or if they should, you know, apply for that promotion, whatever it is, God, I pray that you reveal it to them in a way that they recognize it, God, because everyone perceives things differently, the way that, you know, they get their answers or the way in which they even look for those answers might be different, God. And so, you know, your sons and daughters, you know, your divine royalty, God. And I just pray that you make it clear to each and every one of us what our next best step is, what the next best thing is, what's right and aligned for us, and that you reveal that to us, God, in a way that we recognize it, God. Make it clear to us so there's no confusion. You are not a God of confusion. You are a God of peace. And so I pray that we all have peace going forward, God. Peace in our in ourselves, with ourselves. Peace in our home or homes. Peace in our friendships. Peace in our relationships. You know, I pray for all good things for us, God. We deserve the best, and that's exactly what you would have for us, God. You did not place us on this earth to struggle our entire lives. I don't care what person in the pulpit is wanting to almost speak, you know, like, I really don't like, God, people in the pulpit that do not speak to empower. And so I will only speak, God, to the fact that I know and believe, I truly believe, that you want the best for us, God, that it is our divine birthright to be happy, to be successful, to be abundant, to be prosperous, you know, not to struggle our entire lives, including struggle love, that is not of your will, God. Mm-mm. There's no struggle. We're not supposed to struggle for that, for those things, God. Mm-mm. God brings peace. Mm-mm. There's no chaos and confusion from you, God. And so you wouldn't have that for your daughters. You wouldn't have that for your divine daughters, not at all. I don't believe that at all. So I thank you, God. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for abundance. We thank you for love, love that is easy. We thank you, God, for love in all of its purest forms. We thank you for love that is easy. We thank you for amazing friendships. We thank you for amazing relationships. We thank you, God, for great health, God. We thank you for wealth. We thank you for all of our heart's desires manifesting, God. We thank you for the direction. We thank you for the direction in which to go, God, to fulfill your vision that you have for us, God. We thank you for the divine guidance. We thank you for your divine guidance, God. We thank you for the roof over our heads, the food in our fridge, the gas in our cars, God. We thank you for the money in our bank accounts, even if it's not the number that we envisioned or that we want. We thank you for what we have, God. We are grateful for what we have, and we know the best is yet to come, God. There's so much more in store for us, God. So much more in store for us, God. And so I pray that you just prepare us for these ginormous blessings, you know, these magnanimous blessings that are coming, miracles abound, and just blowing our minds, God, with our heart's desires and maybe even things that we were not thinking of, God, opportunities coming to us unexpectedly, you know, just blessing after blessing after blessing, God, just miracle after miracle after miracle, God, blowing our minds, God. We thank you for blowing our minds with what you have in store for us, expected and unexpected, God. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you for directing us, divinely guiding us to better and better and more. We thank you for expansion, God, expanding us and stretching us to make us better. We thank you for revealing who is right for us and who isn't. We thank you for removing the toxic people from our lives, God. And I pray that those people who are not right for us anymore, God, I pray that you remove them from our lives in the most peaceful, amicable way as possible, God. You know, we don't want any negativity and just the wrong energy. We don't want to bring, or should I say keep, the toxicity. You know, we just want a peaceful resolution, or just as peaceful and positive, as peaceful and positive as possible, God. Anyone who's no longer aligned or congruent or right for us, God, for whatever reason, excuse me. I just pray, God, that they be removed from our lives altogether in the most peaceful, positive, amicable way possible. If a conversation is necessary, God, you know, I pray that conversation happens maturely and amicably, you know, positively as possible. However, God, if it can just, you know, be released in love and with love, God, then that is what I pray for my queens, God, for your divine daughters, God, is that we just let them fade to black. The people who are not right and aligned for us anymore, we just let them fall by the wayside naturally. And therefore we open up the space in our lives for those that are right and aligned for us. And it's nothing personal. It's nothing personal. So please make sure that you take care of our hearts, God, that you take care of the hearts of your divine daughters, God, so they don't feel guilty for outgrowing anyone. They don't feel guilty for outgrowing an environment, possibly outgrowing their job, maybe even outgrowing the partner that they're with. You know, I mean, if you want more, if you want different, you have to do different. You have to do something different. If you want more, you have to become more. And sometimes that involves letting people go and therefore allowing the people in that are more congruent to, you know, who you are, or what you're trying to become, you know? So I just pray that you take care of our hearts, God, and help us in the renewing of the mind and having a different perspective, so we can see things in the way that you see things, God, so we can definitely make some better decisions for ourselves, and that will be empowering to ourselves to get us on the right path, God, because we definitely are worthy and we deserve it. And you know, it's not too late. It's never too late. None of my queens, none of your daughters are too old, too short, too tall, too small, too big. Nothing, God. They are perfectly imperfect as they are, and they are enough right here, right now. We are enough right here, right now, and we can be all that we can be, and we can do and be and have anything that we want. There are no limits. The only limits are that which we place upon ourselves. And so we thank you, God, for all of your blessings, expected and unexpected, miracles, you know, miracle after miracle after miracle, blessing after blessing after blessing, you know, truckloads of money into our bank accounts, like all great things, God. Wealth is more than just money. You know, it's wealth is all encompassing. Great health and relationships and friendships and fun and adventure and travel and just living a well-lived, purposeful life, God. It's so much more than just money, right? It's time, getting your time back, having the time, the freedom to do what you want. So no one's just focused on money, of course, God. Wealth is more than just money. And so we thank you for wealth. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for abundance. We thank you for love. We thank you for fun. We thank you for adventure. We thank you for new travel experiences, enriching travel experiences. We thank you for the best of the best of the best, God, because we are divine royalty. Hello. So I thank you, God. We thank you for all of the smaller things. We thank you that we are able to walk and talk and hear and see, even if we have glasses or whatever. We can walk and talk and hear and see and move on our own, God. And that's a blessing in and of itself. That is a blessing in and of itself. And we're still here. We are still here. And so we still matter. You still matter. Ladies, you still matter. Your dreams are valid. Your goals are valid. And they matter. You matter. And you are important. And I hope that you love yourself enough to advocate for yourself, to stand up for yourself, to go all in on yourself, and to embrace the process because it's not easy, especially in the world that we live in. But I pray and hope that you have the courage to go all the way. I pray that you love yourself enough to put one foot in front of the other, give yourself grace and to never give up, that you never give up on yourself and you never give up on your goals and your dreams and what it is that you really want to do, because you do deserve that. You do deserve that, and the world needs what you have. The world needs what you have, ladies. And I really hope that you believe that and that you know that deep down. Put yourself first and don't settle. Okay? But we thank you, God. We love you, God. We are so grateful and thankful for everything in our lives, good, bad, and different. Some things are lessons. They're just lessons to get us, to better and to think differently and to do things differently and to show up in a different way and to get us to our next level. So good, bad, ugly, indifferent. We thank you, God. We have a roof over our heads, food to eat, cars to drive. Some of us have our fur babies, people have children. Like, we are doing a lot better than I think sometimes we give ourselves credit for. And so, God, we thank you for all of that. We thank you for all of the big things. We thank you for all of the smaller things, the things in between. We thank you, God, for where we're at right now. And we thank you, God, for who we're becoming. Some people will go all the way, some people won't. But either way, God, we thank you for who we are and where we are right now. And I just thank you for my beautiful queens around the world, God. Those that have been with me from day one, but even those who have just, come in along the way and have taken time out of their day to listen to, my podcast and one of my episodes, I fully honor them and I'm so grateful for them. And, we're all in this together. No one's perfect, and it's not about perfection, right? Just progression. So I thank you for all of them, God. Ladies, you are beautiful, wonderfully made, perfectly imperfect, flaws, imperfections, and all. And you have what it takes, and you're enough. And you deserve to put yourself first. Stop betraying yourself, stop abandoning yourself. Fill your tank up to fullness first, so you can give from your overflow. And that is not selfish, okay? I love you. God loves you. No matter your past mistakes, anything, you are loved, you are adored, and the world needs you. Okay? I love you, my dear queens. Have a great rest of your week. Until next time, I absolutely love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye-bye.